This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Democrats never learn, never, ever, ever learn, ever, ever, ever. They're crazy, they're nutty, they've lost their minds. They belong in mental institutions with straitjackets. They need kisses from mommy and hugs from daddy. And they're never going to learn, and it's why they're going down to a giant defeat on November 6th. On November 7th, you ain't seen nothing yet. You have no idea how nutty these people are going to be when they realize they've lost again, and the American people have spit in their face and told them to go to hell. That's what's about to happen, I promise you. Big Republican victory on November 6th is headed our way. Everywhere I look are people saying, hey, I've been open-minded. I mean, I'm not talking about liberals here. Liberals are always going to vote Democrat, which is why my advice for Republican politicians is to never do anything to appease liberals. Never. Because they will never vote for you, so it doesn't matter. They're not voting for you because one time you were kind of nice to them or you got chicken and you just chickened out and you didn't do the thing that you should have done to reward conservatives that voted for you, and so you backed off because you were scared of the liberals. They're still going to vote for the liberal when the election comes. So there's no point appeasing liberals any more than when Neville Chamberlain appeased Adolf Hitler. Did it work? Doesn't work to appease people. Okay, unless you turn straight 100% liberal, unless you do the full Monty, they're never going to vote for you unless you say, everything I've ever believed in my life, I now disagree with, and I now say is garbage, and I'm now a Democrat. Unless you do that, they're never voting for an R anyway. But the people I speak to are conservatives, are Republicans, are independents, are Tea Partiers, or are just fair-minded, and sometimes, you know, fair-minded independent moderates who sometimes vote Democrat and sometimes vote Republican. Those are the ones I speak to. Those are the ones I hear from. And every one of them is now voting straight ticket Republican in November because they're so sick of the way that Kavanaugh was treated. And the Democrats just won't give up. They just will not give up. So they're now waging war on Kavanaugh and the court, new battles over legitimacy, impeachment, recusal. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley explains and makes the case for more justices on the court. See, if they get in, they want to pass some sort of new law that says the Supreme Court has expanded from 9 justices to 11. So our 5-4 becomes a 6-5 against us. They'll never allow another Trump nominee over the next 2 years to be named. And then they think they're going to win in 20, which they're not. Trump's going to beat them in a landslide. But then when they win in 20, they think they're going to add 2 to the Supreme Court. Can you imagine how insane these people are? The narrow confirmation of now Justice Brett Kavanaugh over the weekend marked a major political victory for President Trump and the beginning of a new battle for Democrats who are now shifting their message to threaten possible impeachment against the newest high court justice and question the legitimacy of the Supreme Court itself. Now they want impeachment. It's an insult to the American people, Trump said Monday, still fuming over the confirmation process and predicting Republican candidates would benefit from the controversy in the midterms. Democrats, though, maintain the fight is energizing their core. We will not stop marching. We will not stop fighting, DNC Chairman Tom Perez said. Another radical nutcase, Tom Perez. Radical commie. Marxist, socialist, communist. Over the weekend, former Attorney General Eric Holder, speaking of radical commie Marxists, said the court's legitimacy should be brought into question with the addition of Kavanaugh. With the confirmation of Kavanaugh and the process which led to it, the legitimacy of the Supreme Court can justifiably be questioned. This Holder talking. The court must now prove through its work that it is worthy of the nation's trust. Senator Dianne Feinstein, top Democrat in the Judiciary Committee, also tweeted that confirming Kavanaugh in the face of credible allegations of sexual assault. Credible. What's your definition of credible? That were not thoroughly investigated, and his belligerent partisan performance in last Thursday's hearing undermines the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. See, this is their new thing. They just can't win. They lost Kavanaugh, which was predicted by me from the very beginning. And so now it's about legitimacy and impeachment. Senator Cory Booker, speaking of insane Marxists, said the option of impeaching Kavanaugh should not be ruled out, and he would support further investigation into the newest justice. He said, though, Democrats first need to focus on taking back the Senate. Oh, yeah, good luck. Here's my prediction. We win 3 to 5 Senate seats, and it moves towards, not there yet, but it moves towards, you know, a 60-seat Republican majority. You're just dreaming, guys. And the more you say these vicious, angry, ridiculous, hateful things, and Democrats really are the definition of hate speech and racism, and the more you say this stuff, the more it's going to happen that you keep losing and losing and losing. More death threats. GOP senator's wife received gruesome beheading video after his vote for Kavanaugh. Democrats led by Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer launched the most evil smear campaign against Kavanaugh we've ever seen in the history of modern politics. I wasn't here, obviously, for the 1800s or the 1700s or the early 1900s. I don't know what happened then, but I know in my lifetime no one ever smeared anyone the way they smeared Kavanaugh. And last Saturday evening it was revealed Republican senators were receiving death threats on their personal cell phones because, of course, one former Democratic aide doxed out, as they say, gave out the personal cell phone numbers of Republican senators. Senator Cory Gardner told Fox News someone posted the names and addresses of his family members, and his wife received a gruesome beheading video. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? This is what Democrats have become. And they talk about dictators. They talk about Nazis. They talk about Hitler. Goebbels. Democrats are Goebbels. Misinformation, hate, fear. That's what the Democrats are all about. Only a small trusted group of staffers have senators' personal cell phone numbers. So that means Democratic staffers gave it out. And, of course, we know a Democratic staffer named Jackson Costco was charged earlier this week by Capitol Police with making public restricted personal information, witness tampering, threats in interstate communications, unauthorized access to a government computer, second-degree burglary, and unlawful entry. This is today's Democratic Party. Colbert writer, Stephen Colbert's show, his writer, Ariel Dumans, said, "I'm just glad we ruined Kavanaugh's life." That's amazing. He posted a tweet following the Senate vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. "Whatever happens, I'm just glad we ruined Brett Kavanaugh's life." These are sick people. Sick people of Hollywood, man. You know, and it's Colbert. Colbert, who said on tweet recently, "So how did our politics get so poisonous?" It's because of you. You made it poisonous. Google's lead designer said, his name's David Hogue, by the way, design lead at Google Corporation. He went off on a profanity-laced tirade against Republicans. "You are finished at GOP. You polished the final nail for your own coffins." Then he says, "F-U-C-K-U, all of you to hell. I hope the last images burn into your slimy, evil, treasonous retinas are millions of women laughing and clapping and celebrating as your souls descend into flames." This is the sickness, the extreme sickness of today's Democratic Party. Crazy, man. That's the lead designer at Google. And you wonder why Google is hateful to Republicans. And while this is going on, people who have a brain, who defend us every day, people I love, cops, but not even just cops, not average on the street cops, not average on the beat cops, police chiefs. Trump spoke today, President Trump, to the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Florida, and massive cheers break out when Trump mentions flawless Justice Kavanaugh. Trump has always supported peace officers in America, law enforcement. While he promotes law and order, the Democratic Party continues to support and promote mob rule. During his remarks, President Trump praised law enforcement and highlighted the newest Supreme Court justice. Just 2 days ago, the Senate confirmed a supremely qualified nominee who will be a faithful defender of the rule of law and will defend the United States Constitution, the newest Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. "He's flawless. I said, Brett, congratulations is going to be a piece of cake getting you confirmed. Laughter, cheers, and applause. So police chiefs love Brett Kavanaugh like Wayne Root loves Brett Kavanaugh. And I think there has to be retribution against a Republican who saw the evidence, which was there was no evidence. This was all made up. And yet Alaska GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski decided not to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. And Alaska GOP leaders are now considering action against Rhino Lisa Murkowski. Let's hope so. Murkowski announced over the weekend she would not be supporting Brett Kavanaugh. She gave the stupidest reason I've ever heard. She didn't say a word about him being guilty. She just said, you know, things are now bigger than Brett Kavanaugh. This is just bigger. And so I just can't go for him, really. The Alaskan senator was meeting with sexual assault victims in her office leading up to the full Senate vote on Kavanaugh. She allowed her emotions to dictate her vote rather than listen to the majority of her constituents. Alaska's a state Trump won by 15 points, and Alaskans are outraged by Murkowski. CNBC reports Alaska Republican Party leaders plan to consider whether to reprimand U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. Party has asked Murkowski to provide any information she may want to its state central committee to consider. Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock, what a name. Now there's a Republican for you. There's a typical old-time Republican who wears yellow pants and green shirts, plays golf on the weekends with Muffy and Chip. Tuckerman Babcock says the committee could decide to issue a statement, oh, big deal, or could withdraw support of Murkowski, big deal, and encourage looking for a replacement, big deal. It's going to be a replacement. Sarah Palin is going to run against her, and she will whoop her butt, I promise you. Gee, that's some... Oh, what a penalty. Oh, Babcock. What a penalty from Tuckerman Babcock. I didn't read this article just now, so I read it with you live. What a penalty. We're going to put out a statement that says, ooh, we don't like what you did. That'll teach her. Wayne Allyn War Now, USA Radio. I can think of a penalty. We got a recall. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com. War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yes, it is the Wayne Allen Root Show, War Now. USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. USA for all 3 hours. USA, USA, USA. Love that chant. Because I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, patriot, and I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. You can call them at any time. They've got the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It's an amazing deal. Call 800-885-4653. That's 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. Check out the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Ask them about it. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. We love taking your calls anytime, but especially in that third hour on Newsmax TV. We're just loaded with thousands of calls coming in. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. Twitter, you can reach me at RealWayneRoot, at Real, R-E-A-L. Wayne Root. So Donald Trump had some interesting things to say this weekend. I'll get to those in just a second. I want to first read you the type of people we're fighting, okay? I already in the first segment told you about some of the nutty things liberals do. But how about the governor of Mississippi condemning a high school band's halftime show? The Forest Hill High School Band performed a halftime show Friday night that sparked outrage. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan, a Republican, by the way, is condemning a high school band for a football halftime performance that he called unacceptable in a civilized society. Many are saying the performance Friday night by the band from Forest Hill High School depicted students dressed as doctors and nurses pointing toy guns at SWAT team members prone on the ground. The performance was held at the high school in Brookhaven, where two police officers were killed in the line of duty September 29th, responding to a call of shots fired. Brookhaven's mayor said the band director was placed on administrative leave. Reports said the performance was based loosely on the movie John Q, in which a father played by Denzel Washington takes patients to the hospital hostage in order to secure treatment for his son. The band's performance does not depict the values, and the people in our community was incredibly insensitive to the students' families, law enforcement officials, and the entire Brookhaven community, said the superintendent, Eric Green. He also apologized. The mayor of Jackson, Choke Lumbumba, also released a statement. I offer my sincerest regrets to the Brookhaven community for the insensitivity portrayed during the Friday evening halftime show. There's an active investigation into the circumstances that led to this performance. Wow. Can you imagine thinking it's okay to aim a gun at SWAT team members lying prone on the ground? And somebody approved that somewhere, and these kids all got together and thought it was a brilliant idea. Great idea to shoot cops in a town where two cops were just killed in the line of duty. This is what you're dealing with. This is the ignorance and the hatred that you're dealing with. Donald Trump in Kansas. Democrats are an angry mob. You don't hand matches to an arsonist, Trump says. He was celebrating the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. He said, this is an historic night. I stand before you today on the heels of a tremendous victory for our nation, our people, our beloved Constitution. But he lamented that Kavanaugh and his family were grossly mistreated. What he and his wonderful family endured at the hands of Democrats is unthinkable. In their quest for power, the radical Democrats have turned into an angry mob. He warned America that Democrats are unfit for power, urging them to vote for Republicans in the upcoming elections. Just imagine the devastation they would cause if they ever obtained the power they so desperately want and crave. You don't hand matches to an arsonist. You don't give power to an angry left-wing mob. The president said some of his advisors suggested he cancel his rally so he could remain in Washington. He said, nope, no way I'm canceling. No way I'm canceling. No way. So he signed Kavanaugh's commission order aboard Air Force One on the way to Kansas and spoke with the judge on the phone after he was confirmed. Trump was jubilant. They've always said the biggest thing a president could do is Supreme Court justice. Some have none. We've had two in less than 2 years. Think how many more are on the way, provided we hand him a Republican majority. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, vote Republican.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
War. Now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Monday that he expects a lot of Democratic voters to support Republican candidates in the upcoming midterms because of how the party's lawmakers handled sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The president also talked about how he believes the Democrats are moving further and further to the left.
The main base of the Democrats have shifted so far left that we'll end up being Venezuela. This country would end up being Venezuela.
A new Emerson College poll reported that Ted Cruz has a 5% lead over his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in this year's midterm. Cruz was asked what this election is all about.
This election is all about turnout. If we turn out, common sense conservatives will win. And I do think this Kavanaugh battle has energized a lot of conservatives, has woken them up to just how extreme and crazy the left is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, WAR now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable. It covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. I put my kids under Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna, and I went with Liberty HealthShare. If I could do it, you could do it. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? You have the freedom to direct your own healthcare, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthCare. Take back control of your healthcare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's toll-free anywhere in this country, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you, Liberty. I was just on the phone with them this morning going over some health bills I had for one of my kids, and they were paying it, and it was great. It's easy. Liberty HealthShare. Join them. They sign the front of the checks for this program, and we really owe them. They're great people. You want to reward them. 855-58-LIBERTY. When you're on the phone with them, tell them how much you appreciate the fact that they have sponsored Wayne Allyn's show. We've got our guest here, Phyllis Chesler, author of A Politically Incorrect Feminist, one of the founders of the second wave feminist movement, or feminism movement. Phyllis Chesler, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm very pleased to be with you.
Tell me what that means, second wave feminism movement. What is that exactly?
We were radical, we were visionary, we were universalists, and we were concerned with women's rights and with freedom for women. We have nothing to do with the fake feminism that is now launching itself as a woman's march against Trump or against white supremacy or against Israel. These other folk are not really feminists. We were concerned with economic rights, with legal rights, with employment-related opportunities, with educational opportunities. And yes, of course, we had feminists who transformed the professions with new ideas about equality. And we had those who valorously did acting up and acting out in the streets. Nothing is vulgar or as demented or as crazed as we now see in the Civil War, which has grown quite uncivil. So we were also like now the National Organization for Women was the NAACP for women, for women's rights. And I'm politically incorrect because I not only was concerned with sexual violence against women, and I've published 18 books and countless studies, but I opposed pornography, I opposed prostitution and sexual trafficking. This is all politically incorrect. I also cared a great deal about motherhood and have written 3 books on that subject. And understandably, the second wave of feminism was forced to fight very hard for reproductive rights, which remain under siege. And but I looked at a woman's right to mother and at a child's right to mothering and to parenting. This was a sin. This is some of what made me politically incorrect and still does. And I could go on, surrogacy, whatever issue is a burning issue, I represent the honorable minority on that issue.
Well, but, I have an obvious question. You know, you understand that I am a conservative talk show host.
I do.
Although I'm a libertarian conservative, I'm actually, you know, very moderate on social issues. But having said that, I'm still a conservative Republican, kind of Reagan, Trump kind of guy. Reagan, Goldwater, Jack Kemp, Trump are kind of my guys. And so my question to you is, where do you stand politically in the middle of all this? Or don't you get involved in politics?
Well, I'm not big on electoral politics because it's too ugly and it's not
divisive.
My forte. I'm a psychologist. I'm a retired professor of psychology. But what I thought we might talk about, and tell me if I'm wrong, this article in the New York Times,
yes,
White Women Come Get Your People.
I
had not read it. It was just called to my attention, and I can't believe what I'm reading. This is crazy stuff.
It's funny. I graduated. I'm a Jewish kid from New York who graduated Columbia University in 1983. So my classmate was Barack Obama in 1983 at Columbia University.
That's funny.
And what I saw for 4 years, Phyllis Chesler, at Columbia University was basically a whole lot of white people. It was almost all white people who hated white people. And I never understood why a white person hates white people. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Hispanics.
No, it's gotten worse. That is.
But why do you hate your own people? And that this article reminded me, going back all those years ago, 36 years ago, whatever it was, when I graduated Columbia. This article is about people who basically are white that hate white people. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Why do you hate yourselves?
This article, among other things, talks about being a gender traitor if you vote for Kavanaugh. Now, because that's the definition. I don't know. I remember establishment feminism, including Gloria Steinem, standing covering for Clinton.
Right.
Is she a gender traitor? What does this mean? So I believe that the Republican women, like the Republican men, who voted for Kavanaugh, voted for their team, voted for their own principles. They did not vote with their uteruses, which is what this author wants us to do, as if somehow that will determine anything. And left feminists who have hijacked real feminism totally, they have been far less than welcoming to conservative women or to genuine feminist dissidents. So what are we talking about? This is an article that the New York Times published called White Women Come Get Your People. They will defend their privilege to the death. And they're couching that. Now, from my feminist point of view, I was distraught that the Democrats chose to use an issue that I care deeply about and have researched, sexual violence against women, as a battering ram, as a tool, as a weapon to fight against a particular judge because they're afraid. Oh, yes, I understand. They're afraid that the 5-4 swing vote majority will turn conservative. And they didn't care that much about the issue of sexual violence per se. Now, I think that the behavior, which was very unpleasant and unbelievable, may indeed negatively affect the At Me Too moment or the At Me Too movement because, I mean, what do you think? I mean, I'm going to stop for a minute.
I'm a guy, and I'm telling you, I think they killed the Me Too movement because I was very... I'll be the first one to tell you that I've grown up in most of my adult life, I should say. So I don't mean I've grown up as a little kid, but I mean since I became an adult and graduated Columbia, I've grown up in and around Hollywood because I've been a TV host and a TV producer and an executive producer and a creator of shows, several hit shows, you know, far distant from what I'm doing now as a political talk show host. Many reality TV shows were created and produced by me. And so I've been around Hollywood my whole life, and all the men I met in Hollywood were all liberal, and I would call them mostly liberal pigs, who I would guess all of which had a casting couch from all the jokes they made with me and all the things they told me. I don't think it's possible that any woman in Hollywood has ever gotten a job without going to bed with somebody. So I know that this stuff goes on, and so I was actually kind of on your team, meaning feminist team. You're not really a feminist traditional word, but I was on the team understanding this has gone on since the beginning of all time, especially in Hollywood, and now the whole thing to me is shattered because I think all of them want to just, you know, run out with an axe and stick it in my head because I'm a guy who's never done anything wrong in my life to a woman.
You know, I am so sorry to say that not all of us want that, but clearly those whom Soros is funding very well to act up in such a fashion wants this, so that we're looking at the Obama-style socialism, Obama-alis, the vision that, and every socialist communist country has become totalitarian, has eaten its young, has eaten its intellectuals, has destroyed itself economically and socially. So the utopian hope, the idealism that still continues, that somehow capitalism is the enemy. It's not seen as creating jobs. No, it's seen as the enemy to be destroyed so that everybody can be very poor.
Right, shared misery, as they say in Cuba. Right, shared misery is the way they use it in Cuba or Venezuela.
Look at Cuba. Look at Cuba, a failed state. Look at, now the feminism that I care about has indeed been hijacked. Also, we have faux feminists who care more about the occupation of a country that doesn't exist, Palestine, than they care about the occupation of women's bodies, for example, under Islamist rule, like Afghanistan.
I don't get it.
Or Saudi Arabia.
I, I don't get it. You're a little more intellectual than me. I say it a little cruder way, but I'm always saying on my radio show, and cruder's not the right word, but I'm just kind of a guy who tries to talk around a ninth grade level, kind of like Trump, so people understand everything I'm saying. And I always say, how could you be a Democrat and say that you're for women's rights when, A, half the children being killed in abortion are women? Let's start with that.
I'm going to tell you how. Let me even stop you. Because if you don't agree with the herd thinking of the people who control the media, the human rights organizations, the universities, just that, and the United Nations, certainly, then you won't get hired, you will get fired, you won't get tenure, and you lose friendship networks. People in families aren't talking to each other or are afraid to talk politics. Now, I want to make another point about this particular
article. All right, so hold on, Phyllis. You hear the music, or maybe you don't. I do. I'm not sure whether the guests always hear the music or not, but it means we're headed to a break, so hang on for a couple minutes, and we'll finish this on the other side of the break, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
I want to talk to you about a whole bunch of other stuff, and as radio is quick, and you're in and you're out, you know, we may not get to everything, but I'm trying my best.
It's fine. It's good.
But she's got a new book out, Phyllis Schessler.
Yes.
She's written 18 books, by the way. Her newest is A Politically Incorrect Feminist. And we've enjoyed our conversation. We'll continue it after the break. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back with A Politically Correct Feminist, Phyllis Schessler. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
War now!
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests. All of you who listen to this show know that I have a hoarse voice, always have. Almost since the day I was, graduated college, my voice has always been kind of like this. But being on the radio 3 hours a day is going to make it worse and worse and worse, right? My throat is now a workhorse. I use it all day long, 60 hours a month on radio and TV, 7 or 20 hours a year. And that's just on my show. That doesn't include, this show, this political show. I just landed on the host of a new fantasy football show on CBS Sports Network on Sundays, and that's an 8-hour shoot every Sunday. And I do interviews all day long. Tomorrow morning, I've got 3 interviews lined up in the morning. So really, it's not just 7 or 20 hours a year. It's probably more like 1,000 hours a year I talk. And that's where My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges come in. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long, and it keeps my voice alive. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and lozenge. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. They've gotten me through 2.5 years of my own 3-hour radio show, and I've never missed an hour on the air. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call, toll free, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off. I love the cherry lozenge. 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, we've got our guest here, and we're carrying her over from the last segment, Phyllis Chesler, author of A Politically Incorrect Feminist. She's written 18 books and is her newest, A Politically Incorrect Feminist. Welcome back to the show, Phyllis.
It's my pleasure. I wanted to go back to the issue of sexual violence. Most sexual violence, beginning with incest, is committed within the family. Most rape is also somebody you know, or a relative, or a boyfriend, or a husband, or a date. So it's within usually your own race and within your own class, if not in your own family. So this particular view of the piece, white women come get your people, that somehow white women are voting for whiteness, for their privilege, black women are raped by black men. White women are raped by white men. If we're looking, because this is the focus of this article, it doesn't hang together. It means that whoever wrote this wrote a hysterical, and it's, this is not unique. This is hysterical, and it's hyperbole, and it's got nothing to do with the real issues. This is an article that is criticizing Senator Collins because she cared about due process. We live in a country where truly we are presumed innocent until proven guilty. And that seems to be not important to all of those people who wanted desperately to do anything by any means possible to make sure that another white man, a conservative, is not on the bench. I strongly disagreed with this, even though equally strongly I found Blasey Ford credible, completely credible. I found him completely credible. I've been a psychotherapist. You know, two things, opposing things, can be true at the same time. But absent facts, you can't convict. And by the way, if you remember the O.J. Simpson case, it was a shelter in Chicago of battered women who cheered O.J.'s walking away from justice. They were battered, like his wife Nicole, and they were cheering him. So,
what does that mean to you? I don't even understand
that, by the way. Well, I wrote a whole book called Woman's Inhumanity to Woman. Just like men, women internalized sexist beliefs, and they are often lost or self-destructive for all kinds of reasons that we don't have enough time to go into now, but we can another time. So I'm a politically incorrect feminist, and a real one, because I not only care about motherhood, but I care about having a strong country. I care about Western civilization and Western values. I care even about religious rights. Now, all of these things, and one more thing, I don't think that women are morally superior to men. I've done too much research into it. I have too much experience.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've commented on this show often that you kind of think that it's always men who are attacking women sexually, but if you kind of look at all the salacious news, there's an awful lot of young, attractive women who are school teachers who are, like, raping little boys. You know, 16-year-old, 15-year-old, 14-year-old kids in class.
Well, there's not so many of them. No, that's very rare, and for that reason, it's very sensational and treated as if, oh my God, this is far more rare than, and let's forget about Hollywood for a minute. We have a casting couch in among agricultural workers. We have a casting couch in factories where you will lose your job. The agricultural worker is threatened with death if she doesn't come across.
Hey, Phyllis, we got it. You know, radio's got its limitations, man. You run out of time. Right. You run out of real estate.
Okay.
We got to run, but she's the author of Politically Incorrect Feminist, one of the founders of the second wave feminism movement. Phyllis Chesler, thanks for coming on with Wayne Root.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Wayne on the Root, we're now. We get back. Lots more to talk about, including independents disapproving of Democrats' handling of the Brett Kavanaugh nomination by a 28-point margin. I'm telling you, red Republican wave is on the way. Democrats overreached by a mile. Word out.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Visits.